and welcome once again to Coffee and the Cosmos with Sagima Bay. And I'm your host, Craig Wells, and we're just having such a great time today. I want to bring something up to you. Hopefully you got your cup of coffee, your cup of brew with you, because it is freezing. Another one of these cold mornings. Kind of been crazy cold weather down here south in Cajun land. But I love coffee, so it just gives me another reason to drink the coffee and eat the king cake, but I'm trying to stay away from the king cake. I want to talk about something that's real common knowledge for people that are moving on with Yahweh. You know, in the old age, we spent most of our life being taught, you know, rebuke the devil, rebuke Satan, going on witch hunts, looking for demons. Everything's a demon, right? You know, and I remember being told, you know, oh, don't watch who you pray for. You know, some of them could jump on you, or, you know, you go around somebody and if they got a devil in them, they can jump on you. Everything was fear-based. Out of an authority for the demonic realm instead of a respect and honor for the holy angelic realm that we carry. Every person has an angelic canopy over them. Every person has a minimum of 2 angels, goodness and mercy, and many more. I'll be honest with you, many, many more. And Yahweh revealed it to you as you engage him. I don't go looking for angels. I don't go looking for nothing but the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And out of engaging the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, that's how the realms open up. That's how the living letters open up. That's how the 7 spirits open up. That's how the holy angelic canopy and the scribes and the scrolls and the men in white linen and all the different experiences that I've had and you have, it's by engaging the Father being seated in Yeshua, the Christ Jesus, and sealed with the Holy Spirit. So I don't want to ever get that out of balance. But on the same hand, you know, why are we looking at a source that's lesser than that which is in us? Even the word says, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And I know this by nature, some natural things that God put in the heavens and in the earth. He put frequency, and that frequency is out of the thought pattern of your spirit. Unfortunately, it's also out of the thought pattern of your soul. And so if you're in a warfare and you're speaking against the devil, rebuking the devil, or thinking of this, or thinking of your troubles and all this, it's actually having a frequency sending out, drawing these things to you. All right. But whereas if you're thinking on the good things, like Yahweh said, think on heavenly things, think on things on the other side of the veil, think on things that are the mind of Christ, think on things that are in the flow of Holy Spirit, right? Those things are good and pure and lovely. Those things that are righteous before Yahweh, right? And going into the heavens and hearing Holy Spirit and thinking on these, well, it begins to put a higher frequency that draws forth that which is of Yahweh to you and around you. And that's why the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and everything shall be added unto you. Why? I'm causing the frequency of heaven and earth to flow through me. You know, so instead of sitting around rebuking the devil, and I'm not saying that doesn't never happen. It's just not part of your natural protocol. Because if there is an enemy that comes against me, I'll deal with that if necessary. But I prefer to sit in my rightful place in heavenly places, sealed by the blood of the Lamb, filled with the Holy Ghost, clothed with the clothes of robe of righteousness, having a scepter in my hand and commanding and ruling from a place and a posture of authority, seeking and living in heavenly places. And I don't mean places where the devil lives. Everybody wants to go fight in what they call the second heaven where the devil lives. No, they're going to his territory. Listen, you go into the up here where Yeshua lives, where there is no devil, where Holy Spirit lives, there is no devil, where Yahweh lives, there is no devil. There is no demonic authority. Okay, so I go to places there's no demonic authority, and I fully function in the Holy Spirit, and I allow the angels of the Lord to go do the bidding of Yahweh, of protection, of mercy, of grace, of guidance, and all the things that they're called to do, and engaging with them, engaging with Yahweh. And all authority is already in you anyway, because you're full of the blood. You're full of the blood of Yeshua. You are 10,000 times more powerful than any devil that could ever try to fight you. He likes to bring attention to himself. Satan likes to bring fear and try to make him bigger than he is. when this whole thing's over, you'll see, or if you ever get into heavenly places enough, you'll see the authority you have is greater than the authority of any demonic fallen angel, because that's what a demon is, a fallen angel. Even Lucifer himself is a fallen angel. They're not righteous sons by the redeemed of the blood of the Lamb. They can't sing a song that we can sing. They're not even on the same level, but we've made them bigger than what we are and allowed them to be more of an influencer in our life than what they are. And then we try to focus our attentions on warfare, battling them. I'm not saying that we're not in a battle and we don't war. I don't believe that, because I may be sitting in a place of rest, which that's what Yahweh tells you to do. Go enter a place of rest. But that don't mean the enemy. He's chaos and he's out there looking to cause trouble in any way he can. But I will be honest with you, for myself, I've never needed no devil to mess me up. I find myself to be my worst enemy. I think that's everybody. If you treat yourself, any mistakes or folly or silliness along the way is usually based on your bias, your thoughts, what you're thinking and what you're doing. It's barely, hardly ever the enemy falling that you do. You know, not that that doesn't happen, but now that we're on the other side of the veil, we can send forth the frequency of the Holy Spirit, the frequency of Yahweh, the frequency of the angels of the Lord, and the power of the blood covenant of Yeshua Christ Jesus in his name, and that which we dwell in, and it causes that wall and hedge of protection around us, and it wars off things for us that we don't have to war. You don't have to be in battle. You don't have to be in a witch hunt. You don't have to be looking for the devil under the rock. What you have to be doing is looking to the heavens. Looking to the holy heavens, looking into Yahweh, looking to the author and finisher of your face, looking into the living creatures, the ox, the lion, the eagle, the man, the four characteristics of the faces of Yahweh that belong in you, which is king, priest, and oracle, and legislator, and moving and fully functioning in these things, that instead of wasting our time in the battle of the demonic, allow the angel of the Lord to go hush, allow the angel of the Lord to go, y'all be quiet. Sons of God are speaking, and as we speak and to speak the praises of Yahweh, the angels stand at breast and they begin to trumpet their sound and the frequency of Yahweh, for the praises of God is carried upon their wings. The authority of Yahweh that we speak out of us is carried upon their being unto the Father through the throne room, through the heavens, and that's where we function. And why it's been given to us by the precious blood of Yeshua Jesus the Christ, and we have entered in into a holy place. Glory to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Dwell in heavenly places this day. Well, I love you. I will see you tomorrow. You are so beautiful. Shalom.